1045, The Zone.
The Black and Gold Zone.
Exclusive coverage of Vanderbilt sports.
The Zone.
Turns upfield and it's wide open. Touchdown, Commodore.
Live from the Commodore Grill in the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt, the Martin and Zerfoss Insurance Agency presents the Coach Johnson Call-In Show.
10-5, end zone!
Touchdown!
Oh, my goodness!
The presenting sponsor of the Coach Johnson Call-In Show is the Martin and Zerfoss Insurance Agency, a proud carrier of auto owners insurance.
Intercepted! It is intercepted! Myron Lewis!
Tonight's show is also brought to you by the newly renovated Holiday Inn Vanderbilt, located steps from Vanderbilt Stadium and a proud supporter of the Commodores. Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers, recipient of the 2009 Better Business Bureau's Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. A proud sponsor of Vanderbilt Athletics. By the Governor's Highway Safety Office, who reminds you, booze it and lose it. By Fishers, the bologna-making people. By Golden Rule Smokehouse Grill. When it comes to great barbecue, it's the rule. And by Delta Airlines. Proud sponsor of Vanderbilt Athletics. Now, let's talk Vanderbilt football. Here's your host, the voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher.
And a very pleasant good evening to you from the Commodore Grill here at the Holiday Inn at Vanderbilt. It's so good to have you with us. We're going to talk Vanderbilt football for the next hour with head coach Bobby Johnson. I'm Joe Fisher. Glad to have you with us. As always, we're making a trip this weekend up to West Point. Take on Army. That is an early start, so we're going to start at 11 o'clock Central Time. We're kicking off very early, 12 Eastern Time, so we'll be on the air at 10 o'clock Central with the pregame show here on 104.5 The Zone. Again, let me give you the call, the number, so you can get on the lines early here, 737-1045 and 1-866-492-ZONE. Obviously, Commodore fans, players, coaches, broadcasters, disappointed with last Saturday night. Commodores lose to Ole Miss 23-7. And, Coach, just walk us through the process now of you have that game Saturday, obviously very disappointed in the way it went. What is the process on Sunday, coaches and players, on Sunday and Monday?
Always on Sunday, whether we win or lose, we analyze the game, you know, from very early in the morning until the players get there, and then we do the same thing with them, tell them what we observe. But we break it down and grade every player at every play and also grade ourselves. You know, we self-scout and see what, you know, obviously what we could have done better as coaches and in an effort to get better, win or lose. And then the players come in and we have a meeting and then we watch the film with them and point out things. And then this past week we went out on the field and tried to get a few things straightened out and actually practice Sunday afternoon and just sort of bury a few things that we know we can do if we'll just concentrate on them and then they go back and study. And then we go back to work and watch some more film on the next upcoming opponent and you're starting back again.
What were you burying?
The snap issue. You know, we were just trying to make sure that you know, we were doing everything correctly, technique-wise.
What happened with that?
Well, to tell you the truth, you know, we had a very fine player at center. And, you know, Bradley does a lot of things. And to tell you the truth, I think Bradley was trying to do a little bit too much. And when he was directing traffic in there and trying to get everybody blocking the right person, you know, he forgot about the snap a couple times. And those were the bad snaps,
mm-hmm.
You know, the ones that went over the head into the end zone and,
mm-hmm.
and Warren went out. And we had a couple more bad snaps, and, you know, it was just, you know, snap the ball first and then worry about your blocks. And I think it was just the opposite. So we sort of, you know, want to make sure we buried that and got it, you know, back, and we feel like we can execute that part of our offense and, go from there.
You've talked about this in the past with players and talked about guys trying to do too much or trying to do maybe more than they're supposed to do, or and especially with defensive players a lot of times, you know, instead of going where you're supposed to go, trying to make that player. Are you kind of dealing with that now with some of these guys?
Well, yeah, maybe a little bit of that, but I think it was just a little lack of concentration because he was trying to do a lot of stuff for some other people. And then after that, I think it got a little bit in his confidence,
mm-hmm.
you know, just like a golfer, you know, who may have the yips a little bit. So,
amen.
Seen it, done it, been there. So, we sort of tried to exercise that and get it out of there and go.
How did he – you took him out and came out of the game for a while and then went back. How did he handle that? Seemed to handle it pretty well.
Well, he knew. He knew he wasn't getting the job done, and Joey Bailey went in and did a good job and gave Bradley a chance to settle down and, mm-hmm. and get back in there and do his thing a little bit better.
We have our Ask the Coach question on our website. You can go to vucommodores.com. You can click on the Ask the Coach icon, and it's sponsored by our good friends here at the Commodore Grill at the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt. A lot of questions, and they were all basically the same. So I'll just kind of give you in a nutshell, and you can address this. Thomas
let
and Hermitage, you think what? Let me. Yeah, you want to take a shot at it? Bobby in Huntsville, Thomas and Hermitage, several others, and they're all about the quarterback situation. And asking, you know, did you consider, you know, sitting down Larry, playing McKenzie some? Why not? If not, those kind of things.
Right. Well, if, you know, we look at every position the same way. Not the quarterback position is not different from the wide receivers or the tackles or the linebackers or whatever. And what we do is try to figure out who we think the best person is as far as his talents, his abilities, how he performs in practice, and how he performs in the game. And all that goes into every situation. And right now we think Larry is the best person to do that for our offense, to play quarterback. A lot of things that happen in the game, you know, you look at it and, you know, you may think it's all Larry's fault, but it really, you know, a lot mm-hmm. of things aren't. Now, you know, Larry can play better, but so can our tackle, so can our defensive back, so can our defensive end, so can our tailbacks. Everybody can play better. And that's just a situation where you see something happen and, you know, Larry may throw to a receiver and we've had receivers not pick up a blitz and know he's a hot route and it looks like Larry throws it over his head.
Right.
You know, he's not even looking. So, believe me, Coach Kizer goes through every play, grades every play, and we still think we're on the right track with Larry.
But is it fair to say it might be different? You talked about Bradley a minute ago, taking Bradley out of the game and letting him kind of settle down. Quarterback is a different animal, and they may react differently to something like
well,
that.
Well, not only react, but the quarterback has a lot of responsibility where, you know, he's seeing things out there, and you take him out of it, you know, they may do something that he hasn't seen. You put him back in there, and they run a coverage or a blitz that he hasn't seen because he was over there on the sideline.
Right.
So, you know, it's certainly up for question and certainly up for, you know, I understand the questions and the criticisms, but this is a decision that we don't take lightly. I mean, we look at every one of them.
You're not flipping a coin, right?
No, and believe me, if we thought it was going to help the program, we would certainly do it. And that's not taking anything away from McKenzie. He's a fine player, you know, but for our program to move forward, we think Larry's the guy that needs to do it.
737-1045, 1-866-492 zone. Since 1978, Martin and Zerfoss has built the reputation of a local independent agent focused on solutions. Call T. Zerfoss, Mickey Martin, Mike House, Paul Steele, or Taylor Reagan at 297-8500. Ask about auto owner's insurance, the no-problem people. We'll take a break. Tony, Zach, you guys will be next from the phones. We come back right after this.
Martin and Zerfoss selects our insurance companies the same way you do, very carefully. When you work with Martin and Zerfoss Insurance, you can count on receiving fast, courteous, and professional service and quality protection through auto owner's insurance. For a no-problem approach for your life, home, car, and business insurance needs, call 615-297-8500 and ask us about the no-problem company, Auto Owner's Insurance. Martin and Zerfoss Insurance. For all of your personal and business insurance needs.
There are two groups on every team, the players who stand out on the field and the ones who stand behind them. Same when you own a business. If you're going to stand out, let the Somme Group handle your back office business payroll, HR, compliance, even tax filings and deposits, while you execute the play that puts you ahead. When you have better people behind you, you have a better chance of winning. To find out more, log on to SOMMET.com.
Bologna making people makes it fun for your tummy. It's grill out time in Nashville, and that means it's time for Fisher's Big Grillers and extra thick bologna on the grill. So at the tailgate, quick lunch, or that backyard party, rely on Fisher's for great taste and great fun. For the bologna making people, go ahead, sing it.
Fisher's bologna making people, bacon making, smile making, bologna making people.
Get more bank for your buck with U.S. Bank packages.
So, wait a minute. I get more savings and rewards?
Yep. Plus discounts on new loans and mortgages.
Great. Can you throw in your scarf?
Kind of matches my shoes.
Okay, I'll take them both. But I... Those pearls, are they real?
Yeah. No.
U.S. Bank packages. Call 800-720-BANK or visit any U.S. bank. All of us serving you. See banker for complete details. Some restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. U.S. Bank. Member FDIC.
Your home for Friday night high school football.
The Vanderbilt Commodores.
Plus Sunday and Monday night football.
The Sports Station.
104.5 The Zone.
You can call and talk live with Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson. In the local Nashville area, dial 615-737-1045. Or you can call toll-free 1-866-492-0663. That's 615-737-1045 or 1-866-492-0663. Once again, here's the voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher.
Good to have you with us. Vanderbilt takes on Army this Saturday at 11 o'clock Central Time. Kickoff, an early kickoff from West Point. Looking forward to the trip up there. Vanderbilt Orthopedics has provided world-class sports medicine and orthopedic care for the Vanderbilt Commodores for over 15 years. When you need the best in orthopedic care, look to the orthopedic team at Vanderbilt University Medical Center, taking care of the athletes at Vanderbilt and taking care of you. And since we're talking about orthopedics and injuries and all that, is it getting a little bit better now?
It is getting a little better. Some of the guys who got hurt early are getting closer to coming back. Steven Stone is starting to run now, and he looks a little bit better. But he's probably at least another 2 weeks
he's
away.
He's chomping at the bit.
Oh, he's about ready to go. John Cole. He may have a chance to play. We're going to see how he feels about catching a ball with a broken hand.
Yeah, that's a good question.
And we'll check him out tomorrow. Sean Richardson, we think he can play with a broken
played a little bit
with a thumb.
Played a little bit Saturday.
Played a little bit, and it's just getting a little closer. Yeah, we keep hoping that Jared will stay healthy, and if we get Zach Stacy back, we would feel good about our tailback position. And Warren Norman, I thought, did an excellent job the other night and also did good on the kickoff returns. And he's going to, proving to be a very big lift for us.
He was a bright spot in the game Saturday night, no question. Let's go to the phones. Tony in Nashville, thank you for holding your own with Coach Bobby Johnson.
Hello, Coach. Hello,
hey, Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Coach, I'm going to just flat out come out and say it from everybody I'm hearing in Section F, Section R, my section, Section I is, we love you. We appreciate everything you've done. Can't thank you enough. But your stubbornness on changing this quarterback and sugarcoating every answer you can come up with while Larry Smith is still in there is beyond all of us. I mean, I'm on Joe Fisher. Joe Biddle even wrote in the paper yesterday he thought that you had been, that maybe Mackenzie Adams had been kidnapped by the aliens. I mean, he wrote that. I mean, Joe Fisher was even questioning the other night about Joe, about McKenzie coming in. It's really, you keep saying you keep waiting on plays.
Ooh, wait a minute now. Don't be putting words
okay,
in my mouth, brother. No, hang on. Hang on. I didn't question whether or not they were putting him in the game. I thought
his hat was still on, so apparently you were wondering it.
No,
you there?
The yeah, we're here. I'll let Bobby answer this. We talked about it a minute ago.
I haven't heard a question yet.
We've only scored 5 touchdowns since the Tennessee game of last year, with the exception of Lowly Rice and Western Carolina. The offense the other night only had 69 passing yards.
True.
We had more penalty yards than we did passing yards.
No question.
It's time to make a change.
All right, Tony, thank you very much.
We just made one, didn't we?
I think we did, yeah.
I'm not going to go over that over and over and over again tonight. We can get to another question, but, He's got his opinion. Section F's got their opinion.
Yeah.
Section R, too,
And I'll clarify it. During the broadcast, I made the point. I said, you know what, if the team is struggling offensively, I'm sure that the coaching staff is contemplating these issues. You know, there's no question this is being discussed.
Sure. I mean, it's discussed every week.
Yeah. But no change.
Just like I said 10 minutes ago.
That's right. And we'll probably say again through the course of the show. 737-1045, 1-866-492-ZONE. Zach in Hermitage, thanks for holding. You're on with Coach Bobby Johnson.
Hey, Bobby Johnson.
Hey.
How's Zach Stacy doing this year? I just want to find out how Zach's doing.
How's Zach Stacy's doing?
Zach was really doing well at the first of the year and turned his ankle. And when we looked in there and MRI'd it, we found out he had an older injury, you know,
really?
Back in high school. And that's kind of flared up a little bit. You know, explain why is more than just a little tweak of the ankle. So we're trying to calm that down and see, you know, if he can come back. But he practiced a little bit yesterday and ran around and, you know, looked pretty good.
737-1045, 1-866-492-ZONE. Jason in Hermitage, thanks for holding. You're on with Coach Bobby Johnson.
Yes, Joe, Coach, how are we doing tonight?
Good, yeah. Jason, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I was just calling to make a couple comments. I was calling to say that I think the defense has been doing a great job this year trying to keep us in the ball game. Now, I am a little disappointed in giving up so many third and longs last Saturday, and
Oh, yeah.
I do think that's unacceptable. But I do have to admit that the defense is playing their hearts out and trying to keep us in the game. And it comes back to me saying that I think the offense is just leaving us out there way, way too long. And I think, and I know we're trying to do something with the no huddle, but I think the no huddle is actually killing us right now. I think it's putting the defense out there for long periods of time, because I think I heard Joe say it at some point in time in the first half that Ole Miss was creeping on like 20 minutes of possession time, and we only had like 4 to 5 minutes in the first half.
Right.
And if we're going three and out and three and out on offense, there's only so much we can ask of the defense every week, week in and week out, to win the ball game for us. I think it's about time we have the offense put up something to accompany with the defense and put up a full game and stop asking so much of the defensive players to win us a ball game. Appreciate it, Coach.
All right, sure. Thank you very much.
Defense.
I think everybody would agree with that.
Yeah, defense is playing well. And, you know, the no huddle, really, if you look at it, you know, we don't save that much time per play. What it gives you an opportunity to do is control the tempo and make the other team line up in the looks, and hopefully you're going to get an idea of what they're lined up in. Then you take a little bit more of time
to call your plays.
And, you know, we're still down, you know, getting down toward 10 seconds left on the clock. So it doesn't really get you out there. The defense, you know, has a motto, and they go by it. You know, it's their job to get off the field. And we're going to try to do that as quickly as possible and get them three and out when we can. And they were disappointed in the third down conversions. But still, you know, it's a pretty good team we were playing the other night and had a few weapons. But, you know, the offense, obviously, we all know that. We know that we got to get better on offense, and we're working on it.
737-1045, 1-866-492-ZONE. Don't waste hours, days, or even weeks calling insurance company after company searching for the best price and fit for you. You work hard enough as it is. Let the independent agent Martin and Zerfoss, proud carrier of auto owners insurance, do the work for you. Let's look at the list. Michael and a whole bunch of folks lined up on the phones. We'll get to your calls right after this.
For the best in food, sports, and entertainment, look no further than the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt. The Commodore Grill features a breakfast buffet 7 days a week, and on game day is open for your favorite pregame meal or beverage. The menu still features the best burger on West End. The Commodore Grill is still the home for the Vanderbilt Coaches Show on Monday night, and also home to one of the most popular writers' nights in the city, Tuesday through Sunday. We've said it before, but now more than ever, the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt is your food, sports, and entertainment headquarters.
The Titans are on a roll. 35 unanswered points.
Reminds me of the shootout in the South.
First time we had over 1,000 yards of offense in one game.
Remember Argentina?
Titans win the Western Hemisphere Championship. Oh, and remember when we won these Titans tickets 20 years ago?
Now that was the best.
Play the Titans Instant Game from the Tennessee Lottery and see what the future holds with a chance to win season tickets for the next 20 years, $100,000 plus much more.
Is their O-line using a force field?
I hate those things.
Season tickets are available to win through a second chance drawing.
Hey, Vandy fans, head on over to Jersey Mike's Subs for our great $5.99 meal deal. Any mini Mike, chips, and drink for just $5.99 all day, every day. Jersey Mike's Subs are sliced fresh to order right in front of you and piled high with the freshest ingredients. One taste and you'll be hooked. There are 21 locations throughout the Nashville area. For the one nearest you, visit JerseyMike's.com. Voted best sub by Nashville Scene.
Delta presents Global Business Etiquette.
This is my first trip to London. You must be Daniel. Nice to meet you, Danny boy.
In England, stick to proper titles such as Mr., Mrs., and Miss until invited to move on to a first-name basis.
My name is Jim.
And in most African cities, it's common for locals to know English, so there's no need to speak slowly. Delta serves over 350 destinations in 66 countries, including the UK and Africa. For the most destinations worldwide, visit delta.com.
104.5 The Zone with one of the NFL's best, John McClain, presented by Sudden Service, Wednesday afternoons on 104.5 The Zone.
You can call and talk live with Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson. In the local Nashville area, dial 615-737-1045. Or you can call toll-free 1-866-492-0663. That's 615-737-1045 or 1-866-492-0663. Once again, here's the voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher.
Coach Johnson's call-in show brought to you in part by the Tennessee Lottery. With more than $1.5 billion raised for education, it's more than our players that are winning big. 737-1045, 1-866-492-ZONE. Lines are full, so I will ask you to go ahead and get to your question as quickly as you can so I can get as many folks in as possible. Michael in Bellevue, thanks for holding. You're on with Coach Bobby Johnson.
Coach, Joe, thanks for taking my call tonight. I'll be really quick.
Thank you.
Glad you call.
All right. Appreciate it, guys. Listen, hey, Coach, you know what the SEC signing this huge media contract with the ESPN this year? Huge. It's huge for all the teams, you know, being on TV every week.
That's correct.
My question, it's a big thing, you know. You get to see you guys a lot of times that we haven't in the past. Why is it that you guys don't put names on the back of jerseys? Because if I'm not mistaken, you might be the only team in the league that does that. And, you know, it might actually help you out in recruiting because you get these guys on TV every time and people see who they are, and it might just help you out. So I was just wondering what the answer to that question is. And, guys, I'll jump off. Good luck up there in Army.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you.
We get that question about once or twice a year, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
I just always thought it was a team game, and, you know, it's hard to see those names anyway. So we just don't bother with them. I think, you know, when you get recruits, you know, it's when those announcers say their name, you know, not when somebody reads their name.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, if you can prove you can play, you know, you'll get the notoriety.
7-3, the players don't care one way or the other, do they? Or have they said anything about it?
Nobody's ever said anything to
me.
A couple times. Oh, no, believe me. You believe some of the things they ask me. All kind of things. You know, can we do this? Can we do that? Can we do this? Can we do that?
737-1045, 1-866-492-ZONE. Donald in Brentwood, thanks for holding. You're on with Coach Bobby Johnson.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Great. How you doing?
Fine. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
That's a question. The team is not going right. What do you say keep the motivation in them just playing each and every week? It's kind of tough as far as losing and not doing best and get down easy. But what do you say to keep the team going in a positive direction? Hang up.
It's kind of breaking up, but
good
how do you
question.
Keep motivated?
He called last week with a good question and was breaking up. Donald,
get another phone.
Get a good phone because you have good questions. You know, it's really tough. Coach, you know, you go all week and you prepare for a game and you're trying to do everything just right, and sometimes things don't go your way, and sometimes you just get beat. You know, it's tough because you've invested a lot in that one football game. The only saving factor if you do lose is you got another one to play next week, and it starts the next day, and you start preparing for that next game. Like we say, we try to get better. see what mistakes we made and see if we can improve some things and start concentrating on the one. If you let that one game stay in your mind too long, it's going to beat you the next week too.
I do love the fact that people are a little upset. They're a little frustrated. It means they care. And I mean,
sure.
People are invested in this.
Like I say, I understand every question that's been asked. So,
yeah. Well, you want to know?
I can't answer them any other way than
I did. Well, how about another one?
Sure.
Okay. John in Smyrna. Thanks for holding. You're on with Coach Bobby Johnson.
Coach Bobby.
Yes, sir.
You spoke about Ryan Hampton with the medical redshirt possibility.
Yes.
The same game James Williams went out. Could you explain to me how it would work? Would he get the same chance for that, or just please explain to me how it works? And Joe,
yes, sir.
I used to work for your cuz, and I still work out there, but I used to work for your cuz.
Oh, my goodness.
And Bobby, don't take any crap from anybody, and let's go doors.
All right. Thank you. The redshirt rule, you know, basically everybody who comes to any school has 5 years to play four seasons, okay? So if you're redshirted your freshman year, you've got four to play. You could redshirt your second year, third year, fourth year.
And that doesn't matter.
Sometimes it happens. All right, if you're playing and you get hurt, and you get hurt within the first six games of the season, and you only play a certain amount of plays, and I forgot exactly what it is, you can qualify for medical hardship, all right, if you got a redshirt year available, okay? Now, Ryan redshirted, all right, so did James Williams, okay? So basically, the NCAA says, well, that was your fifth year there, and you're not going to get another one. But Ryan can petition for a sixth year. That's the key. It's a sixth year. All right? But they say that the injury that you have must keep you out for 2 years. Okay? So that's the kicker. All right? So it's hard to get one. Mm-hmm. So somebody has to get hurt and re-injure their previous injury probably to have a chance to get that.
So the odds are not great.
They're not great in his favor, but since Miles Brand took over the NCAA, God rest him, here recently, the NCAA has been much more player-friendly, mm-hmm. and we've had opportunities to deal with them, and they've been great. George Smith mm-hmm. received a sixth year. And probably not, you know, by the book. And they looked at his situation and said, yeah, you need it. So Ryan will have a good opportunity, but by the letter of the law, he is not eligible for a six-year.
737-1045-1866-492 Zone. And Martin and Zerfoss, they represent some of the best insurance carriers in the country, allowing them to create a comprehensive insurance plan for you, your family, and even your business at competitive prices. Call Martin and Zerfoss. 297-8500. Ask them about auto owner's insurance, the no-problem people. More of your calls right after this.
Award-winning coverage of your favorite team.
You're in the zone.
WGFX-FM. Gallatin, Nashville.
104.5, The Zone.
Homeowner's insurance isn't about the house. It's about the people who live in the house. It's about providing security and confidence that you'll be protected if a covered loss occurs. As a local independent agent, Martin and Zerfoss can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from auto owner's insurance. Martin and Zerfoss Insurance. For all of your personal and business insurance needs, call 615-297-8500.
It's another exciting Golden Rule tailgate event at the stadium.
Tom is pulling out all the stops, dragging his 15-foot smoker, but his fans will wait hours before eating.
Look, Steve scores big, bringing in Golden Rule Smokehouse Grill, ribs, and barbecue tailgate packs. He just called ahead and picked up his order right in Vandyville.
Well, Golden Rule is the official catering sponsor for all Vandy football games.
Call your tailgating and catering headquarters, Golden Rule, for the South finest barbecue and more since 1891. Call 1-877-PIGS-RULE. That's 1-877-PIGS-RULE.
When it comes to car insurance, Acceptance knows the way you want it. Affordable. With offices all over Tennessee, Acceptance Insurance is home of the no big down payment. call now and start saving. Call 1-800-951-2468. That's 1-800-951-2468. Acceptance Insurance, for great service, easy payments, and low down payments. Deal with a local company, your company, Acceptance.
Fall is approaching, which means shorter days and unpredictable weather. Those things can make driving tough, so do what I do. Get into AutoZone and let the folks there help you make fall driving a little easier and a whole lot safer. Right now, AutoZone has great deals on things like new windshield wipers, antifreeze, and fuel system cleaners. Because while fall is a great time for football, it can be a difficult time for your car. With help from AutoZone, you'll find everything you need to make it through safely. So get to AutoZone today and get ready for fall.
Your team, your sport, your station. No one beats zone coverage. 104.5 The Zone.
You can call and talk live with Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson. In the local Nashville area, dial 615-737-1045. Or you can call toll-free 1-866-492-0663. That's 615-737-1045 or 1-866-492-0663. Once again, here's the voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher.
Be sure and join us here every Monday night for the Commodore Call-In Show, 6:30 to 7:30 at the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Select at Vanderbilt. Visit live with the coach. Enjoy great food and drink specials. The Commodore Grill, your food, sports, and entertainment headquarters. A lot of folks on the line, so I'll ask you to get right to the question. We'll try to get everybody in. Casey in Nashville, thanks for holding. You're on with Coach Johnson.
Hey, guys. Hello. I'll start a bit quicker. Can you hear me?
Yes, sure. Sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. My question actually concerns the receivers. I've been watching Larry all year, and I know some of these guys are wanting him pulled or a quarterback change, but I go back to when Jay Cutler was a sophomore, and, you know, I mean, that's one thing we have to remember. He is a redshirt sophomore, and he's still learning as well, but I think the guy's got a fantastic arm and he'll do well. My question is concerning coaches. I've watched the receivers. I've just kind of noticed they don't really get the respect from the defensive secondary, which makes it tough for Larry to maybe read how they're going to play him or how they're going to play the receivers, whether it's whether they just come up and you know, hit them right off the line. And I noticed that quite a bit when Warren made the long run at the end of the in the fourth quarter the other night. We got on the goal line and just couldn't really get any separation to get a pass in the end zone. So I guess my question is that something you guys have noticed? And I know our receivers are young too, but it just seems like maybe they're getting out athleticized or something out there, or just don't really seem to be getting the separation or the routes run to where they need to be running. And I'll hang up and let you guys address that.
Thank you, Casey.
Very good question. They are young. You know, we lost some guys that, you know, we thought were going to be in position to help us. Didn't even make the squad, mm-hmm. and then got John Cole hurt early, so that was a big blow to us. But you're right, you know, they're inexperienced and right now learning their way. And Mississippi did a good job. They played a lot of man-to-man coverage, and it's imperative that your corners do get separation. I mean, excuse me, your receivers get separation from the corners and make yourself available to the quarterback. But you can control that a little bit with the running game. You know, and you got to get in there and be able to run the football in order to have them come back in here and put eight guys in the box to stop the run, mm-hmm. and then you got a better chance of getting free.
Larry in Goodlettsville, thanks for holding. Your own with Coach Bobby Johnson. Hello, Larry. That was a show, wasn't it? Got canceled, I think. Oh. So did Larry. Sherman in Bowling Green, thanks for holding. You're on with Coach Johnson.
Hello, Sherman.
Hello. Sherman, you there? Not there. Okay. Scott in Lebanon, you with us.
Patient people.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Scott, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Scott.
Doing good. Yeah, that caller stole my thunder a little bit. I remember you stuck with Jay Cutler, and he turned out okay, too, you know. Larry Smith, I mean, we all know he's got all the potential in the world. I do think, you know, we forget that he's only playing in his fifth or sixth game, and he's learning this system. You know, what do you do on a young quarterback, coach, who's out there maybe pressing too hard, trying to make the perfect pass, the perfect throw, the perfect read,
who may be focusing on so much of that and not really sitting back in the pocket, being comfortable and making his progression reads. I mean, we've all seen the plays and developed and this and that. And there's been some open receivers, and he's not seeing them, and I know that's part of being a young quarterback and getting maybe happy feet back there and just not being comfortable. Is that something that you look over at film and show him where he's missing the reads? Is that something that you do in practice and maybe have a little bit of live action to help him get comfortable back there in that pocket to where he can take the time, have confidence in his offensive line, and actually make that second or third read? And I'll make two more points and I'll hang up. Is there any chance we could, you know, you ran a little bit of it last week, you know, more of the power sweeps or reverses. I know those were very successful last year. And like to see a little bit more of that maybe to help take some of that pressure off Larry. And I'll hang up and listen. Good luck.
All right, Scott. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott. Best thing you can do, just like Scott was mentioning, is you can go out there and protect the quarterback. And what we tried to do is simplify our protection schemes and make sure we're picking up, you know, all the people who can threaten him, but they can still bring more than you can protect with. So, you know, you got to be alert and see the blitzes and be able to throw hot, but the receivers have got to see the same thing.
Yeah.
And it's a whole team thing. You know, I think Larry, you know, has confidence in himself. He may push sometimes, but I think he's, you know, a pretty cool customer when it all comes down to it, and he'll get better and better at it. We'll get better at protecting him, and our young receivers will get better at seeing the blitzes and making the adjustments that need to happen in the pass game.
And when it comes down to it, you start making people pay when you hit those hot routes. They can't blitz you as much, can they?
They probably won't.
Yeah.
No. And you just got to make them think about it and say, hey, if you're going to do that, we're going to do this, and it's going to hurt you.
Let's get one more in before the break. Sam in Nashville, thanks for holding your own with Coach Johnson.
Hey, Coach, can you hear me there?
Yes, I can, Sam.
Okay, we're in a bad spot here. But, Coach, I was going to see if you could talk a little bit about your upcoming scheduling in the years in the future. I noticed that the SEC is getting a lot more into playing some of the bigger-name schools in the future. I've noticed Bama's picked up Penn State in a few years. Tennessee's got Oklahoma and Ohio State. And noticed Arkansas played USC. Has Vanderbilt got any big-name schools outside of the SEC schedule in the upcoming years, if you could talk about that a little bit?
Thank you, Sam. Appreciate it.
We got Army this week. That's the only one I'm worried about. You know, we play Georgia Tech this year.
Yep.
And right now they're going to probably be a top 15 team. By the time we play them, they could be in the top 10. So, you know,
Wake Forest is a regular now on the schedule.
We haven't been afraid to schedule, you know, good teams, and has made some pretty good games. I think we play Northwestern next year, mm-hmm. which is, you know, they're a solid team. So, you know, it's no pity-pat schedule at all. I mean, you know, we got to work at it.
737-1045, 1-866-492-ZONE. Since 1967, Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers have delivered the best possible work and service for collision repair. They received the 2009 Better Business Bureau's Torch Award, recognizing outstanding marketplace ethics. When you need repairs, choose Bradshaw's for peace of mind in both repairs and honesty. Proud sponsor of Vanderbilt Athletics. Eddie, you'll be next when we come back right after this.
Bite into the big taste of Fisher's Big Grillers with Big Frank's Jalapeno Cheddar and Brats, providing you the burst of flavor for that backyard party, quick lunch, or the family get-together. You'll bring a smile to everyone. Go ahead, sing it.
Fisher's bologna-making people. Bacon-making, smile-making, bologna-making people.
For the best in food, sports, and entertainment, look no further than the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt. The Commodore Grill features a breakfast buffet 7 days a week, and on game day is open for your favorite pregame meal or beverage. The menu still features the best burger on West End. The Commodore Grill is still the home for the Vanderbilt Coaches Show on Monday night, and also home to one of the most popular writers' nights in the city, Tuesday through Sunday. We've said it before, but now more than ever, the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt is your food, sports, and entertainment headquarters.
It's a time when, like our ancestors, we grab chunks of meat and throw them over an open flame. This is America's backyard barbecue. And this is America's beer, Budweiser. It's brewed with the finest natural ingredients for the perfect combination of flavor and refreshment. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. Please drink responsibly.
Joe Fisher here for Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers, 2009 Better Business Bureau's Torch Award winner for Marketplace Ethics. Since 1967, Bradshaw's has set the standard for quality and professionalism in collision repairs with honesty and integrity. As consumers, we have the right to choose the best qualified repair shop for our vehicles. If you need collision repairs, choose Bradshaw's. Four locations, Madison, Cool Springs, downtown Nashville, and in Gallatin. Or BradshawCollision.com. Proud sponsor of Vanderbilt Athletics, the Nashville Predators, and the Tennessee Titans.
And I need 10 pounds of kumquat.
Hey, you're Chester Montgomery from the TMC. Pep-pep.
That's Pip-Pip.
Chester, I won $500 playing the Tennessee Millionaires Club Instant Game.
Not too shabby.
And I just won $5,000.
Well, isn't that the bee's knees?
Hey, can I still join the TMC?
Absolutely. Why, the TMC Society of Zeppelin Aviators is looking for a few good co-pilots.
Play the Tennessee Millionaires Club Instant Game. With big cash prizes still available, maybe you can win hundreds, thousands, or even $1 million.
It's quite a proposition when you think about it. You contact GEICO and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. 15 minutes, simple as that. Something they've been doing for over 70 years. You want car insurance and you want extra money in your wallet, done and done. Now, not only do you have some nice car insurance, you've got plenty of money to spend on some tasty biscuits. Or flowers for your mum. Or whatever it is you fancy.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You can call and talk live with Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson. In the local Nashville area, dial 615-737-1045. Or you can call toll-free 1-866-492-0663. That's 615-737-1045 or 1-866-492-0663. Once again, here's the voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher.
At Martin and Zerfoss Insurance, they pride themselves on the service you should expect from a local independent agent. For the best in home, auto, and business insurance, visit Martin and Zerfoss, proud carrier of auto owners insurance. I've got several people on the line in only a few minutes, so I'll ask you to get right to it, please. Eddie in Nashville, thank you for holding. You're on with Coach Johnson.
Good evening, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
Question and a quick comment. The question is, Coach Johnson, have you ever coached a defensive lineman with a better motor or more effort in pursuit than T.J. Greenstone? And my comment is, McKenzie Adams led us to several SEC victories last year, and don't think our quarterback plays close. Wish you'd give him a chance. Appreciate it. Bye.
All right. Thank you. T.J. has got a great motor. Stephen Stone's right in there with that. Broderick Stewart's right in there with that. T.J., is noticeable, and he makes some big plays for us, and he played hurt.
I didn't even know he was going to play.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's a real tough guy, and we got a lot of pride on the defensive line. They're tough guys in there. Adam Smotherman has been playing hurt the last 2 years. Greg Bellinger is doing a good job. It's a situation that Theron Cotter got hurt his ankle. I don't know if he's going to play this week, so. Tim Fugger is going to have to step up and be big for him.
Jonell Thomas has played.
Jonell has to get in there and go.
Yep, certainly has.
Josh Gillespie may have to be
played a couple weeks ago. That's right. Wayne in Nashville, thanks for holding. You're on with Coach Johnson.
Coach, I'm going to give you a break. I'm not going to ask you about the quarterback. I'd like to put a positive spin on it. It was disappointment, but I know you're coaching the toughest place to coach in the country. An academic school in SEC, that's not easy. A lot of people, believe me, understand that. I thought your defense played a great ball game. I thought the offensive line played well, except for the mistakes or the illegal procedure that happened.
Right.
But you did play them even the second half, and so you did settle things down. One thing, a comment I wanted to make has nothing to do with the game, but I'm hearing rumors that they're going to, through my nephew, they're getting ready to expand the stadium. I sit in the cheap seats in the south end zone. When you're sitting in there, you can't see the whole field, but you can see the goal line. And what my nephew suggested, and I hope they'll take this by the heart, move the field toward west end 20 yards. That way you can see the field from the end zone on our end zone. If the other end zone's the same, you'll be able to see the whole field, and it'll give you more room for more seats. Good luck against Army.
Well,
thank you.
Vice Chancellor David Williams is here, so can you get that field moved
No, I think he means
he's looking at his watch right now.
I think he meant when we do
the
enlarge
stadium. It's a good point, though.
It is a good point if you can't see. But then the people who bought those 50-yard line tickets are going to be
are
on
now
the 30.
The 30.
And I don't think they're going to go for that. Hopefully, you know, we can stay on schedule and get started with Magoogan and get that renovated, and then that the stadium will be part of that. And feel free to donate, and we can make that happen.
That's down the line a little ways, but it is kind of on the projection down the road.
I know we're working as hard as we can to get that done, and you know everybody knows what the economy was last year, but our people are still working hard to get that done.
Everybody but coaches lost money last year.
Yeah.
coaches included, isn't it? Yeah. It was that way. That's right. Larry in Nashville, thanks for holding. You're on with Coach Johnson.
Yeah, Coach, I just want to make a comment if I could.
Sure.
A 6'6", 275-pound guy normally is a huge man. But I don't care if you're the toughest guy in Davidson County. Playing that right tackle at that size is just almost impossible. And I just wonder if we couldn't put Fisher or one of those kids over there. That kid is getting slung around over there a lot. And I just wonder if we couldn't put one of those 300. I didn't know how bad we'd miss James Williams. I really didn't. But, golly, that youngster is really – he might be a better guard than a tackle, you know.
And has played some guard, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
You know, Riley's a good athlete and can do some things. Pass protection, he's hard to get around. And but again, you know, we look at practice, we look at film. You know, we look see how they work. You know, every position is scrutinized. Believe me. And it's a situation where you know if that's needed, we'll probably do it. But right now, you know, we'll still work where we're at.
And I've seen, you know, Kyle came in some relief of Ryan Custer, came in relief of Eric Hensley some as well. So they're not afraid to make a few changes.
Robbie trains all of them to play
multiple,
you know, both positions, and a few of them to play all three positions. So it's not beyond possibilities.
One more quick call here before our last break. John and Franklin, thanks for holding. You're on with Coach Johnson.
Hey, I'll be quick.
Thank you.
Coach, first of all, you know, if we'd hit all them field goals, you know, we'd still been right there in it. And also, you know, all the penalties kept us back, too. We could have had a chance to score. But also, I just wanted to say, did you see that horse collar tackle that they made on us over on the sidelines? And I'll hang up and listen.
We had two, I thought,
yep.
that I turned into the conference. And, you know, you can tell that our officials are out to keep everything safer. You know, and I think that's a good thing. But you know, I thought they missed that one, man. And they're gonna miss some things. And but I'm glad, you know, people have figured out that Mississippi was a pretty good team,
mm-hmm.
and you know, we were hanging in there with them. And circumstances, you know, missed field goals kept us from, you know, being more confident in what we're doing, and then the penalties hurt us. I still think we got a good team, got a chance to win a bunch of games this year, and that's our aim.
That's right. Got a lot of games left to play. We'll take a break, come back, our final moments with the coach right after this.
Delta presents Global Business Etiquette.
Sir, are you sure your party is coming?
They'll be here, I think.
When meeting for dinner in Brazil, it's customary to arrive late.
Oh, thanks. Wow, this is delicious.
In Japan, it's customary to try everything and acceptable to ask what it is, even if you don't like it.
That wasn't chicken, was it?
Delta serves over 350 destinations in 66 countries, including Japan and Brazil. For the most destinations worldwide, visit Delta.com.
You can't have college football in the South without true SEC tailgating, and Vandyville is the place to be on game day. Enjoy kids' activities, watch live college football games on the huge Vandyvision screen, and don't forget to satisfy your appetite with the great taste of Golden Rule Smokehouse Grill. Enjoy the flavor of real pit barbecue right in Vandyville as you experience all the excitement of Commodore football. Stop by Vandyville, presented by Golden Rule Smokehouse Grill and 104.5 The Zone, before every Vanderbilt football game. For tickets, call 322-GOLD. It's good to be gold.
At Copper Kettle, we believe in doing things the old-fashioned way. Our daily specials feature amazing sandwiches, satisfying salads, and irresistible desserts. Dine with us at one of our two locations, downtown on 94 Peabody Street or in Green Hills on 4004 Granny White Pike. After cheering the Commodores on to victory on Saturday, make sure to join us for our delicious Sunday brunch to satisfy your Sunday morning craving. Copper Kettle, a Nashville favorite, specializing in catering and home-cooked culinary delights.
Worth the rebound. Commodores have knocked off the third-ranked Auburn Tigers at Memorial Field.
Where will you be next time Vanderbilt wins the SEC tournament?
Your Vanderbilt Commodores are Southeastern Conference tournament champions.
Where will you be next time the team makes the Sweet 16 and beyond? You could be there every step of the way. Season tickets are on sale now. Call 322-GOLD or visit VUCommodores.com for details. It's good to be gold.
No, 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 wrong! Bring it in, guys! Take it, E!
Let's go over this again. Who starts off with a real Coke taste?
Coca-Cola!
And then Coca-Cola pitches the real Coke taste to who?
Coca-Cola!
How is Coca-Cola gonna give a real Coke taste to itself? Take a lap, genius! Coca-Cola takes a snap and then pitches the real Coke taste to Coke Zero running up on the right. You got it?
Yeah! Yeah.
At that point, we fake punt the real Coke taste. Who fakes the punt?
Coke Zero!
Take a lap, Coke Zero!
Real Coke taste!
Zero calories!
I can't believe my fantasy team is losing to the acerbated accountants.
We can be a furious bunch when provoked.
Every year, you're at the top of the standings.
Preparation is paramount. I get all I need with ESPN MVP from Verizon Wireless.
Stay ahead in your fantasy league with ESPN MVP. Get stats, scores, and in-depth analysis right on your phone. Verizon Wireless, official wireless partner of Vanderbilt Athletics. Select VCast phone and VPAC subscription required.
With ESPN MVP, I dominate.
Nick the Stick Hunter joins the Sports Zone to talk Major League Baseball every Thursday at 4:30 on 104.5 The Zone.
Time now for the Commodore's upcoming schedule presented by Delta. With online check-in at Delta.com, you can check in for your flight up 24 hours in advance, print your boarding pass, check flight status. Visit Delta.com today to check out more ways we can save you time. Delta's proud to be the official airline of Vanderbilt Athletics. Early kickoff this week and next week. Kickoff on Saturday at Army is 11 o'clock Central Time. We'll be on the air at 10 o'clock with the tailgate show here on 104.5 The Zone. And then next week, the Georgia game here is an 11:20 a.m. kickoff. So we'll be on. Melvin's happy about that. So we'll be on the air at 10 a.m. as well for that one. But both these games basically an 11 o'clock Central Time kickoff. Army is a team. They're 2-3. They've had a couple of close losses. They run an offense that's something you don't see very often.
They do. They run the double slot, triple option, and you know this. You know they, it's almost a science now. You know, the way they do it and the way Georgia Tech does it. And, it's tough to defend no matter who you're playing against. And, you know, they've got some good players, and they run that offense very well. They also run an unconventional defense. You know, the coach was at Arizona when they had the Desert Storm defense there at the University of Arizona, and there was sort of a double eagle bear look, you know, like the Chicago Bears when Coach Fisher was playing for them over there. And it's going to test both sides of the ball.
Good luck. We're looking forward to it.
Thank you, Joe.
Commodores going to Army, hoping to get to 3-3. And remember, next week it's a Sunday night call-in show. Next week it's Sunday night right here at the Commodore Grill. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you next time.
To the Coach Johnson Call-In Show, presented by the Martin and Zerfoss Insurance Agency, a proud carrier of auto owners insurance, on the Vanderbilt ISP Sports Network and 104.5 The Zone. Join us each Monday night throughout the season and talk Vanderbilt football with the head coach of the Commodores, Bobby Johnson. Tonight's show has been brought to you by the Governor's Highway Safety Office, who reminds you, booze it and lose it. By Fisher's, the bologna-making people. By Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers. For the best possible collision repairs done with excellence and integrity you can trust. A proud sponsor of Vanderbilt Athletics. By Golden Rule Smokehouse Grill. When it comes to great barbecue, it's the rule. By Delta Airlines, proud sponsor of Vanderbilt Athletics. And by the newly renovated Holiday Inn Vanderbilt, located steps from Vanderbilt Stadium and a proud supporter of the Commodores. The Coach Johnson Show is an exclusive presentation of ISP, America's home for college sports.